When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's get fucking lucky! Lucky, baby!
Bringing a whole new attitude to your afternoon.
The cream of the crop! Nobody does it better!
Woo!
You know, two dudes talking sports.
It doesn't matter what your names are!
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It's a household name.
God created the heaven, he created the earth, he created
the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show!
Hey, here we go, and we're back live from the corner of 6th and Market, beautiful downtown Canton, Ohio, 73 degrees, and you, sir, are a black cat.
Well, why would you say I'm a black cat? What evidence is there anywhere on planet Earth that says I am a black cat?
Physical or audio evidence?
Either or. I don't know of none. I don't think any exists.
Let's go with the audio evidence. Brian?
I want you to play this back tomorrow. Kyle Manzardo makes his major league debut tonight here at Progressive Field. And even though the winds are blowing in, according to the flags, he's going to hit a home run in his first game as a member of the Guardians.
1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out.
Now the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with the heat. That's all right. There'll be plenty more at-bats coming for Kyle Manzardo.
Really?
Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. The slider gets him. And Manzardo's down on strikes for the second time tonight.
Swung on and missed. Got him with a cutter.
1,
so Manzardo's
2, 3
debut,
strikes, you're out.
Probably what he dreamed of, but you know what? You made it, kid.
Nice mustache.
And you know what? The only reason he did not get the golden sombrero is he didn't get a bat and get the bat the fourth time, or he probably would have struck out 4 straight times in his major league debut yesterday.
1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out. 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out.
Hey, they
won.
It's
great that he made his major league debut and they won. Isn't that something?
Every time we go up for somebody's debut, they stink. But at least they won the game.
Yes, they did, and I only lost $5 on my bet that I placed on it.
That's
so
a
there
win.
You go.
You got free parking, and that buffet was only $13. In my book, so that's a win.
To me, based on how I felt later that night with heartburn, I lost $18, 13 on the meal and $5.
Oh, wait a minute. The losing continued in your predictions with the Denver Nuggets. Wow.
Denver ain't losing 2 in a row at home. I like the Nuggets tonight on the money line, and I like the Knicks on the money line tonight, which I may put a few bucks on later.
I should have bet you how long it would take me to drive home. I would have won.
You would have won because I was not... ever since the race on Saturday, the Kentucky Derby, where I lost, $30, on like 10 different bets because I'm cheap. Wow. But I feel I'll win big. I haven't been able to pick anything right. I felt like Kyle Manzardo with my prediction, swinging and missing.
You need a little confidence boost. You're like Darius Garland. You need a little pep talk. Believe in yourself, kid. I'll be Donovan Mitchell. Kenny, okay. Believe in yourself. Yeah. Don't second-guess your wagering. Spend more.
Really?
Make more.
Spend more.
Lose more.
Lose more. Oh, gosh. Yeah, it was not a good day for Kyle and Kenny yesterday. How about that? The Kyle and Kenny show yesterday, not very good at all. But as Tom Hamilton said, hey, there'll be plenty more.
plenty more losers for Kenny at sportsbook.com or whatever it is.
Which app was that on yesterday? I don't know if that was Fanatics or ESPN or MGM.
Here's
or
what you
Typico
do.
Or...
Look and see which one you have the least amount of money in, and that's one you lost at.
That's it.
Yeah, I want to go back into this thing. By the way, you mentioned the Kentucky Derby and a photo finish, and a 17-1 shot, Mystic Dan wins it. Yeah. I didn't see the end of the Advent Health 400.
I told you.
But you told me, yes. But did you understand that the story continues at the end of the NASCAR race on Sunday? Did you see what the fans are claiming now?
No. What
the finish line wasn't painted properly, and they think that has something to do with the photo finish.
Geez, come
they
on.
Fail to realize that it's done with a photo. That's why it's called a photo finish. They said the line.
Have another Bush Light already.
They
all
said,
right?
They said the line. The line is crooked at the finish line. No wonder our guy lost.
Or all those Bush Lights that they had made it look crooked that they get to bring in for free so they can drink as many as they want. How
they
about that?
Finish line, we can't even walk a straight line.
Oh, my. But the Guardians, the good news is the Guardians won yesterday thanks to, Brian, do you have it? Thanks to one guy who broke a 1-1 tie and provided the margin of difference once again.
A swing and a drive to deep right field. Away! Right down the line, Jose Ramirez makes it a 2-1 Cleveland lead. And just like yesterday, Jose Ramirez delivers a go-ahead home run. Well, look out now. This guy may get red hot.
What pitch was that tonight?
You know, bro. Home run pitch.
Hit the foul pole, too.
I was right on somebody hitting one over the cliff sign in right field. I just had the wrong player. That's all. It was Jose Ramirez yesterday. My goodness. How about, hey, you know, to me, it's great that he's heating up, right? What is that, 7 home runs now for Jose, 2 in the last 2 games? But the fact that Tristan McKenzie, right, JT, pitched, and I know it was his pitch count was up 5 innings, but knock on wood again, no talk of injuries, right? He's still in the rotation. That's a double win. You win the game, and McKenzie seems to be okay. That's huge for this team.
It really is, and you really need Jose Ramirez more now than ever with Stephen Kwan being out of the lineup.
Yep, yep. And Kyle Manzardo in the lineup.
Nice mustache, though, man.
Oh, geez. You know who else has that mustache? I don't know. It must be a baseball thing.
Who?
That, is it Paul Skeens, the Pirates' number one
I haven't seen
pick,
him.
Right? Yeah, I've been seeing it. He's been popping up on social media quite a bit. And he's got the, what do you call it, the porn stash or whatever. I don't know what they're calling it these days, but that's what it looks like. And so that must be the thing with young baseball players making the jump to the majors.
Do you remember when it was frowned upon in pitchers or anybody on the mound or anybody on the field or on a team couldn't have facial hair?
Well, the New York Yankees, you are still not allowed. Yeah. And see, if that were me, I'd be suing the New York Yankees if I were a player. You what? You can't tell me whether or not I have a beard, a mustache, a goatee, long hair. No, that's discrimination in my opinion. So I'd be battling the Yankees over that, man. You don't think I'm right on that?
No, I don't think it matters. I don't know if they still do that or not there, to be honest with you.
They do, because remember, we traded them Clint Frazier in that, who's the Miller time? What was his first name? The lefty, the pitcher.
What was his first name? I want to say Steve Miller. That's not right.
No,
Andrew Miller.
The lefty, Andrew Miller, right. So Andrew Miller, we get him in that trade. And Clint Frazier goes over there. We keep the big lanky outfielder that always got hurt that's no longer here, out of sight, out of mind. Anyways, he goes over there, and at first he was like, what do you mean I got to shave? Well, this is stupid. So, yeah, it is still a thing in New York. No facial hair if you're a Yankee. And to me, again, that's just archaic and in today's world. Aggressive gambler, Mr. Vegas, Dewey Oxberger. That's the way I'm looking
at it. I don't think
they
still do it in New York. I think he had a mustache. I think Miller had a mustache when he was at the Yankees.
Here, let's Google it and see if it's still a rule.
I think it's old school. I think that's old school.
Let's see. Is it still a rule with Yankees? All right, we'll see if this pops up. In the meantime, I'm waiting for my computer to fire up today, which seems to be a problem everywhere. The Guardians, a winner last night, 23-12 on the year, still in first place. And the Cavaliers, right now, 0-0. New series begins tonight, 7 o'clock right here. Hello, Eric Brook. Cavs and Boston Celtics tonight. You feeling good about this one?
No.
Why not?
Well, actually, I feel better against the Boston Celtics than I did Orlando. And one of the reasons is I was just doing a crunch before we came on the air. That team's not as long. They're not as tall as the Orlando Magic. Maybe you can shoot around this team. I know they're really good defensively on the perimeter of the Celtics, but I don't think they're as physical as the Orlando Magic. Maybe you get some shots off. Maybe you don't have to worry about, you know, it seemed as though the Cavaliers were just a little bit too fragile because it was, for whatever reason, in their heads that they couldn't shoot over the Magic. Maybe they're a little bit more familiar with this lineup, and no Porzingis might be a good thing for the Cavaliers, I hope.
Yeah, fingers crossed, right? Underdog mentality. Now, obviously, short recovery period for Donovan Mitchell, and he's got the bad knee. We still don't know yet if Jared Allen's going to play. Maybe when we touch base with Tim Alcorn coming up. Tim Alcorn coming up at the bottom of the hour live from Boston. Maybe he'll be able to tell us about Jared Allen and his availability. Last I read, listed as questionable, and Dean Wade, while he's making progress, supposedly, he is out for tonight's game. So Porzingis out, Wade out, Jared Allen listed as questionable right now.
It's going to be interesting to see if the Cavaliers are as physical with the Celtics as they were with Orlando towards the end of that series. A series that went seven games. I look at it this way. What? Boston didn't really need to shoot that well, and I don't know. You know, they covered all games but the one that they lost, okay? They didn't shoot the ball extremely well, and we know they love to shoot the three, but they shot about a little under, I think, 40%, which is good. But the Cavaliers shot 29% from three. If the Cavaliers can knock down some shots and get that team on their heels, maybe you've got a fighting chance.
The odds makers do not believe that is the case.
I understand that.
Still, but again, 12.5-point dogs.
Because you're looking at how the Cavaliers played in that opening series. Again, if I was right and Orlando stinks, they're right and I'm wrong too. The line of the Cavaliers game tonight opened up at 11. It quickly went to 11.5 Monday morning, okay? And now it's up to 12.5. I think you got to look long and hard. And you made a comment yesterday saying this is when you want to catch a team like Boston. Maybe they're a little rusty because it's such a long layoff they had. I don't know if that's the case, but if I looked at this and I want to be the contrarian, I kind of like the Cavaliers plus 12.5.
It's tempting. I'll tell you that. I'm not wagering on this game after my
after last
yesterday
night.
I'm taking.
Yeah. Listen, hey, America, if Kenny likes Cavaliers, go the other way if you want to win tonight.
I'm not picking. I thought for sure. Manzardo was a reach. I figured I'd roll the dice And if he hits a home run, I look like a genius, and it's a great story and all. So that was a reach. I admit that. But I thought for sure, no way in hell Denver's losing two games in a row, and Rudy Gobert doesn't even play last night for the Nuggets because his baby was born, so he was out, and I'm thinking, for sure, Denver evens that series at one. And not only did they lose, they got blowed out at home by 20-plus points or down 30-some points in that game, so much so they were so frustrated that Jamal Murray threw a heat pack on the floor at one of the officials during the game. Did you see this?
Kenny, I saw the whole game, and I was just amazed because you said a week ago you love the way they play. That team not only gave up, they were getting mauled. I mean, they were getting manhandled, turning the ball over left and right, and I looked at Jamal Murray, and I thought, who is this kid? And if that would have been one of our players, the first thing that would have went through our mind is, he's hurt. Now, I don't know much about Jamal Murray. I haven't watched Denver that often this season. Maybe he is banged up. But that team was terrible.
Well, he is hurt. He has a chisenhall. He's wearing a sleeve on it. I think it's his left chisenhall, his left calf. But I'm not going to say that's why he played poorly yesterday, because he had that same chisenhall injury when he hit two game winners, okay? So, you know, we didn't bring it up when he hit the game winners, so I'm not going to bring it up in the loss last night. Forget that. One of my guys that I wanted the Cavs to draft back in the day, Michael Porter Jr., was MIA yesterday. If we're going to get on like Max Strus and Caris LeVert, right, we got to get on Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. yesterday for the Nuggets, because they were missing in action. And give credit to Minnesota, man. Their defense. Now, I think the officials let them get away with a lot. There were some horrible non-calls in that game, which obviously frustrated Denver. But here's the thing, and I talked to Larry Nance about this the other day. If the officials are letting you do it, you keep doing it and pushing the envelope a little bit, right, until they call a foul. And the fact that they weren't calling the fouls, they took it to another level yesterday, Minnesota, and credit to them. And Anthony Edwards is a special player, man. He's fun to watch.
No doubt about that. And let's go back to these buzzer beaters. Now, let's remember this. Right. If he does have a Chisenhall, maybe those games shouldn't have come down to a buzzer beater, and maybe Denver should have taken care of the Lakers and not given them so much of a game. That's one thing to consider. The other thing is this. You talk about these postseason matchups and how physical they're letting them play. The problem is this. Did you watch the Knicks and the Pacers? Because the same thing was evident there. And the officiating was terrible down the stretch. And once a play is either deemed reviewable or not, and turnovers aren't, kickballs aren't, fouls, and I think at the end of the quarter or whatever it is, the rules for when you can review a play, it was bad. They need to relook at that.
I agree. 100%. And so Charles Barkley, too. I was watching the halftime and postgame shows and everything. There was one time in the Denver game where Karl-Anthony Towns just ran over Jamal Murray.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And it was a flat-out charge, and there was no call. And then Chuck and Shaq were arguing like they always do about it was, it wasn't. But, yeah, and then there was the moving screen call, right, in that New York game against Indiana.
No.
It was a one-point lead. Indiana's down. They have the ball, and they get called for a moving screen, or what some people thought was a flop by Dante DiVincenzo, or however you pronounce it.
DiVincenzo.
Thank you.
Margarita. Hey, you know what? I know it's the open. We don't normally do this, but we're going to get a quick phone call in because I work out with this dude's son, and his name is John, and he is a big SOB. I would not mess with this guy any longer. Kenny, say hello to the Bostonian.
Kenny,
what?
Been a long time, buddy.
Yeah, because your teams have sucked, so you never call when they suck. So finally you got two teams in the playoffs and you're calling me.
Yeah, because they're both going to win the championship, both of them.
Well, how about this?
The Bruins are going to win the Stanley Cup, and the Celtics are going to win the championship. I mean, their record was they only lost 18 games. And they got a better defense than Cleveland. They got better ball players when they got Tatum and Brown. You got Garland and Dunneman. So and then that's as far as you go.
Garland. We got Darius Garland. Yeah, the point guard, Garland. Hey, here's what I will say to that, okay? For once, and you might want to document this. For once, I might agree with you on both picks because I bet it before both playoffs started, a Boston doubleheader sweep. I took the Bruins to win, and I took the Celtics to win for $20. How about that?
So all it took was gambling.
Hey, that's good, man. I bet a lot of money on the Celtics. I'm not even worried about it. I know.
How much did you lose last year when they choked? Not just the Celtics, but both of them. The Bruins choked.
Right, right. How about the year before that, too? Celtics been in there the last 3 years, and they didn't win it, but this is their year.
You might have a chance. There's no LeBron playing for the Cavs tonight, so you might have a chance.
Yeah, LeBron, You don't think he's the best player to ever play, do you?
No, Michael Jordan's still the best player ever.
That's right. I agree with that. How about Larry
Look at Bruce? You and I breaking bread today and agreeing on things. How about that?
Hey, Kenny, how's your son?
Oh, here he's doing well. He's living in Portugal, loving life there. And JT tells me he sees your son all the time pounding some weights there at the gym.
John's a big kid, man.
You know what he bench presses?
Yes.
He presses 600 pounds.
Dude, I've seen it. It's amazing. And I'm like, hey, man.
600 pounds he bench presses.
I asked John the other day, I says, your dad bench press like that? He said, hell no.
What he does, his dad does. His dad spews about 600 pounds of BS most of the time when he's on the radio.
He can't talk like me, but he's a great kid.
How's the missus?
Oh, she's doing fine. She's sitting right here.
Well, she's the better half for sure, and it's not even close in that family. And she's a saint. We've said that for many, many years. So give her my best, all right?
I will. Kenny, you know she's a good-looking woman.
And how she ended up with you is still one of the biggest mysteries on planet Earth.
Because I deserve the best. I'm not the average guy. I never have been. No,
that's an understatement.
I don't settle for anything. I get
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Did she lose like a bet or something, and that's why she had to marry you, or what was it?
No. She just said when I first time I ever saw her, her heart dropped to her toes when I told her I could go for it.
Yeah, well, God bless her. We love, Mrs. Bostonian, and your son seems like a great dude, according to JT, and then we deal with you. How's that?
Hey, Kenny, you met John. You met him with me before.
Yep. Yeah, he's a big dude, man. Yeah, it's a good bodyguard to have for all those fans that want to come at you.
Bodyguard, I can take care of myself.
Bodyguard. Bostonian, what's that?
Did you know I was a karate man too?
You wore high karate cologne? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I was a brown belt. I didn't make it to black yet. I was brown.
That's well, again, brown for all that BS that you spew. No wonder you're just a brown belt, not a black belt. It's perfect.
You know I'm a great guy, Kenny.
You're not bad.
We hit it off right together. All the time. I forgot.
By the way, I do want to let you know that even with a rookie manager and a AAA ball club, the Guardians took 5 out of 7 from your Red Sox.
Yeah, I know, but the 2 games we won, we shut you out.
So what? It still counts the same. You don't get extra points for a shutout. What do you think this is, hockey?
Yeah. What do you think? What do you think the boss's record is? They're 18 and 13. No, wait, 16. 18 and 16, and you're 20 and 13 or such. You're 3 games.
23 and 12. Get it right if you're going to talk about our Guardians like that on the radio.
You're in a weak division. If you're in our division like you used to be, you never saw the sunlight. I mean,
your division's no better than our division this year. Come on.
Your division sucks. It's the weakest in baseball. Everybody says it.
We've got 4 teams that are over 500 in our division. You've got the same. No, you've only got 3 teams in your division over 500. So there, take that, boy. How you like them apples?
We got the Yankees, the Red Sox, Baltimore. Baltimore's still over 500.
Yeah. And Tampa Bay's an even 500. So that my math says 1, 2, 3. Orioles, Yankees, Red Sox.
We're in the strongest division in baseball.
We'll see when it's all said and done. Your manager's going to get – who is your manager? He's going to get fired, whoever it is.
No, your manager is going to get fired in basketball.
Well, hey, if they get swept, you and I, again, might be in agreement on that. But we'll see what happens starting tonight, 7 o'clock. Bostonian, great to hear from you. Glad you're doing well. Tell the missus I said hi.
1 minute. If you didn't owe me 8 meals, I would bet you on Celtics beating the hell out of Cleveland in 5 days.
Yeah, okay, right. 8 meals. I think it's the other way around. You still haven't paid those steak dinners you owe me from when LeBron kicked your ass.
5 in 5. Boston's going to beat them in 5. They might take 1 in Cleveland. That'll be.
Yeah, I don't think it'll go more than 6, Bostonian. I will say this.
Yeah.
You better hope the Celtics don't lose this series, because you're never going to hear the end of it from me if they choke again this year.
That's what I'm afraid of, Kenny.
Uh-huh.
But you still, when your team loses, you still pull out the BS how great the Cleveland teams are. They haven't won nothing since 48 in baseball, 64 in football, 2016 in basketball, which was a fluke.
It was a fluke. They beat the greatest regular season team ever, coming back from 3-1 down with the second greatest player ever in the NBA, LeBron James.
You know yourself, you thought it was over. Don't tell me you sit there and tell me you knew they were going to come back 3-0.
Had gambling been legal back in 2016, I would have won so much money with them down 3-1, betting on them to come back. I would be retired right now.
Kenny, don't BS me. I mean, you're a great guy, but don't put that out there. You know you thought they were going to lose. They were going to lose when they were down 3-1. Everybody thought so.
When it got the 3-2, I thought they'd win. When they were down 3-1, I had my doubts. I'll just say that. How about that?
All right. Do you know how many games the Golden State won that year? They won over 70 games. 73. Right. And it's so... That was a fluke.
Oh, that forget the Celtics. That's it. Goodbye. That's enough, Brian. Cut him off. That's all. I can't. He doesn't call for how long, and then two teams are in the playoffs, and he wants to take up all our airtime. Goodbye, Bostonian.
It's Kenny and JT on WHBC.